Hello, this is the Absolutely Yours podcast, November 2011 edition. I'm your host, Alan White, author of God Is All and Sounds of the Trumpet. Today, our hot topic of the month is terrorism and world peace. And the main topic of the podcast is the body, your body. And don't forget to stay tuned for the excerpt reading from Sounds of the Trumpet. Talking about terrorism right now. Well, you know, the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attack on the United States was a masterful plot orchestrated by Osama bin Laden. After the attack, Americans seemed to be paralyzed with fear. Well, you know, people, that's the intention of terrorism. Put fear in the hearts of folk. And terrorism is not new. I remember the story that a friend of mine told me about an African woman living in America now. She said the Americans are wimps. She said all her life, her country has been dealing with terrorism. Why is it such a big thing now? Governments are trying desperately to rid the world of terrorism. But terrorists are like roaches, people. Just when you think you've killed one, another comes along to feed on the fears of folk. But here's what I'm thinking about terrorism. It's not just the scheme of some power mad men. The news media, with their intentionally sensationalized reports of evil, is terrorism. But don't they incite fear? And what about those prescription medicine commercials that make you fear you're harboring some life-threatening disease? You know, the ones that go, check with your doctor if you are experiencing bloating after eating a pot of beans. This may be a serious condition. Yeah, everything now is a serious condition. Let's you and I end this seeming reign of terrorism right now. See, at the heart of terrorism is the suggestion that there is another presence and power other than the power and presence of infinite love. You end terrorism when your realization of God's allness kills the idea that there could possibly be another presence and power other than God. So settle the matter once and for all. Now, you've read that God is the only presence and God is the only power. You have agreed with it. But do you know it? Do you know that you know it without a doubt? Have you consciously realized it from within your own being? In silence, ask your God consciousness this question and don't stop until you hear the answer. And don't make up your own answer. But here's the question. Is God, or whatever you call this presence, the only power or not? Listen until you hear. Beloved, the real answer to this question, or the revealed answer, will do more than any government efforts to end terrorism. Stay tuned. I'm sure by now you've read a library of books on spirituality. And I'm sure that somewhere in your reading, you have come across the idea that the body is not real. Now, I don't know, maybe it's because I have to bathe this unreality, I've got to feed this unreality, and I've got to clothe this unreality, that idea just has never sat well with me. But of course, I know by now that you probably understand what the writers were trying to say about the body. They were merely saying that the fleshy, material-appearing body that we seem to see is not real. The body is real. But the perception of the body is off. Matter of fact, it's way off. All right, let's come together. Let's come together right now. Let us touch on and agree on this one fundamental premise. God is all. And now let us agree that all means all, and it doesn't mean some. Now, God being all, God must be this form that we call body. God being all, God must be this form that you call your body. Think deeply about this. Think deeply. God being the body is all that God is being the body. That means the body is light because God is light. The body is power. The body is love. The body is perfection. The body is spirit, intelligence. The body is infinity. Now I could go on and on and on and on, but you get the picture here. Can you see now why this body, even this body that you call your body, never needs healing? Because it never, not even for a fraction of a second, slipped from its eternal state of perfection. Now I know, and I well know, that sometimes the body seems as though it's anything but perfection. It seems like it's anything but power. I know that. But don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Stick with God's allness being all that there is of the body, and you can't go wrong. Let me ask you, to be honest, have you ever just sat down for a while, just for a little while, not a long time, but just for a while, to just contemplate the spiritual nature of this form that you call your body? Not to heal it, not to improve it, not to youthify it, but just to enjoy basking in the awareness of its true nature. Oh, try it. Try it. Matter of fact, make it a habit. And by the way, let me just say this. The body is not personal. It is God's universal body. Now, the question has come up many, many, many times, and I can't ignore it anymore. Why do you, Marie Watts and Lillian DeWaters, write about God being the body, yet Alfred Aiken and those in his camp claim that the body is merely an idea in mind without life, intelligence, or substance? Okay, let's stop right here. Stop. Red light. Stop. An idea in mind. What do you have there? Two. Idea and mind. It stinks of duality. But don't take it from me. Ask your own God consciousness, which is real. Is God the body, or is the body an idea in mind? Ask your God consciousness, but wait for the revelation. Don't make up your own answer and make up the answer that you want to hear. Because God, listen, God cannot reveal two-ness when God is only one. And let me close this matter by saying that once you experience the body as pure light, as Watts and DeWaters have, you will never attribute anything dual to the body. Trust me on that one. Now I know you're wondering. I know you're waiting. And I know that you're thinking, well, when will I have this incredible experience of seeing the body as it is? Well, along with the contemplation I mentioned earlier, here's something that will help. Stop saying, people, stop saying and thinking that you do not see this spiritual body. Stop saying and thinking that it is hard to see and hard to experience. Stop claiming that you do misperceive this spiritual body as a material body. Stop it. And instead, despite all appearances, declare that you do, right now, see the body as it is. This month's excerpt from Sounds of the Trumpet comes from page 22. Turn right now to your daily round of actions and interactions. The homes you see, are they really homes? No, of course not. The cars you see, are they really cars? Not at all. What of the dollars and cents you handle, are they money? No. God is all. The correct name of the house is I Am. The name of the car is I Am. Yes, the name of the dollar bill is I Am. Oh, give everything its proper name and you best understand its nature. To understand the true nature of anyone or anything is to experience its true nature. To experience the true nature of everyone and everything is to experience heaven right here now. Name those that walk on the land, I am. Name those that fly in the air, I am. Name those that swim in the sea, I am. For I am is all. Nothing and no one exists in itself with a name and nature of itself. Everything and everyone is I am, and is the nature of I am, absolute perfection.